Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A&T back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. Today, I have the most anticipated, long-awaited episode ever. I got my boy Texaco Mills stopping by, and you already know, hashtag home team. But you guys know the vibes. If you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Let's get into the podcast. Peace.
I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Let's go.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I get up? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I get up? Can
I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A&T back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. You guys heard of the intro. I got my boy Texaco. Say what's up there, buddy, big homie.
You already know who it is, man. The biggest, man.
I'm
live in the flesh, you hear me?
What's going on, man? What's going on? This episode was in the making for a long time, and unfortunately, the way life is set up with me right now, I just been juggling a whole bunch of shit. Work, overtime, my wife is pregnant. I'm in the process of a move. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It took me long enough, you know. 35 years old, I finally shot the club up, but you know, we're here now. But before we get started, you guys already know, sponsor of the podcast, my boy Zay, man. Check out my boy Zay, Kush Gang, kushgang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10, that's KICKIT number 10, to get 10% off your online order. You guys already know, backpacks, shirts, hoodies, face masks, lighters. The man's got it all. Real cool dude. He's been holding me down as we approach my first 100 episodes on the podcast. So check out my boy, use my coupon code get 10% off your online order. You already know. So,
hey, y'all tap in, man. Y'all heard my boy, man.
Yeah, man. You know, me and Zay, dog. Me and Zay go back, man. We used to play ball, and, you know, we went to high school and shit together. And that man is killing it just as much as you. Just entrepreneur, businessman, and he's just trying to get it any way possible. So, he's been a long time sponsor of the podcast. So, you know, I gotta give him his plug every time I get on here. So,
right.
You know, that's what I'm
totally
saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. Hashtag home team. You guys know the vibes, man. It's always like that when I get family on the podcast. So, for those of you who don't know, my boy Texaco is a, I don't know, man, because I just found out yesterday you coach. Is it football?
Yeah, I coach football. 707 season just started.
You know what I'm saying? He's not only a rapper, entertainer, he's a coach, and you part of the Daddy Club too, right?
Yeah, I got two.
There you go. See, my man does it all. So, for those of you who don't
that's
know,
that's why I understood you when you said you feel me. You had a lot of shit coming up, and we grown. You feel me? So. Niggas still gotta live life, even though we trying to live our dreams too. You feel me?
Yeah. So, even though I know you, I'm gonna give you a chance to introduce yourself, tell the people where you from, what you about. You know what I'm saying, like that. Just a little bit, cause I got some questions that's gonna dig deeper. But you know, just a formal introduction to the people.
You know, I go by the name Texaco Mills. Like I said on one of my tracks, I'm a little Haiti baby turned little Danny nigga with a Hollywood hustle. You feel me? I was born in La Haiti, you feel me?
Okay.
Then my old girl moved to Broward when I was like 5, 6. And we've been here since. Started Facts. In a little town, you know, little Danny, like you say, home team. But for those that don't know, that's the first city of Broward County, which is in Florida, South Florida. So, you know, I'm just trying to bring some more light to the city, man. That's all.
Big facts. I've been, you know, I'm not from Danny, but I grew up in Danny. So like everybody I was around growing up, we're all from Danny, and you know, my boy Angel, my boy Trace, my boy Nino, I mean, everybody, A1, Alex, Mike, everybody that we grew up with, we all come from, you know, we used to play ball at Frost Park, Modelo Park, Grand Prix, when it was Grand Prix before it turned to Boomers, mm-hmm. before it got shut down.
I went to high school with half of them you just named.
Yeah, man, it's a close-knit, man. It's a close-knit. It's crazy how you can find people and your friends, other friends. And right. you know,
everybody knows somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, especially in Florida, it's like everybody, especially South Florida, like anything from Orlando down, everybody knows somebody that you know. It's like almost guaranteed. It may not be this one, that one, but that third one standing over there, you know, at the corner store, I bet he knows right. Texaco. You know, it's, I bet he knows Texaco. But so. For those of you who don't know, but I'm pretty sure you know now, like I said, approaching 100 episodes from one rapper to another, I'm just going to go out and say it right now. Texaco has way more drive than me when it comes to this rap shit, because we've talked about it a lot on this podcast. Being a rapper in Florida is really, really tough. And like the not so much like getting a following, but it's just like getting the respect. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people.
Because it's so saturated. It's so saturated. So it's like, you tell somebody you rap, you half of them gonna be like, okay, let me hear some. But you know, the other half gonna be like, oh, you rap too? Like they just think of it as another rapper. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. And it's really hard. And you know, I've done the Jay-Z route. I've quit a couple times and I've took my 2-3 years off and then I jump right back into it. And I guess that comes with experience and age, to where like I'm at the point now where I do it for the passion. You know, I've got to that stage where you spend thousands and thousands on studio equipment and, you know, hours and hours of learning how to record and mix and master and go to studios and do this and do that. But you've actually stepped it up a higher notch than me, because I've been doing this since I was 16, 17. I took it serious around 17, 18 when I got my first credit card, obviously. And you
took it serious before me.
Yeah, man. I've been doing, you know, and it's funny because, like, you know, short bit story. Like my brother, who's younger than me, he was 15 at the time. He actually got me into rap. And then when we first started, like, he was way better than me. Like, he must have been in the room practicing and not telling nobody. And then one day he came over, right, like, you know right. what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's make a song. Let's do this rap together. And I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, well, we got some makeshift shit, but we'll get some recorded. And then when he started rapping, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, where has this been hiding this whole time? You know what I'm saying? So... But you took it to another notch, because I'm 35 years old, been doing this since 17, and I've never made a music video. And this is not me being, you know, biased. Maybe it is me being a little biased. But all your videos are clean as fuck, like super clean. Like there's a lot of times where, because me, I'm a short attention span person. If you don't grab my attention within like the first 15, 20 seconds, I'm skipping.
Right.
I'm skipping.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm the same way. So when I try to create my video, I try to like not only just, you know, post up and perform the song, but I'm trying to put a little storyline with it, tell a little story with it, give you the back end of it, not just the, okay, this was going on. I'm trying to show you what's going on a little bit too.
Yeah, because I was like, and that's not that I'm camera shy or anything like that, but like, you know, back then, you know, I had my brother and my cousin, and then, you know, life happens, you know, and then we kind of gave up on it. I got back into it, then I got serious into it. And, you know, I was spending money on like studio equipment and beats, like all my beats. Like if you go on my SoundCloud or wherever I post my music, all my beats are leased, like all my beats are bought. Like I don't use other people's beats, because I believe if you have the talent and the drive and the passion, why wouldn't you take that extra step to be different? You know what I'm saying? Like we come from the era of Young Wayne. And when I say Young Wayne, Wayne has already did that. Like I don't even fuck with like commercial beats anymore. It's fun, like in
Jacking beats over with.
Yeah, like it's fun in the car.
Like, it's cool when it's like a little trend going on. You know, you drop a little freestyle just to give some lyrical exercise. But as far as pushing it as a single and shooting big videos to it, that's what we used to make mistakes at.
Yeah, yeah. And you know,
that
over
money we investing into that, we can invest into, like you say, our own beats.
Everything, production, studios, yeah, right. Man, yeah. So in over time, like, you know, I grew to the fact that I put my let's say I put my effort into everything else that everybody else wasn't doing at the time. Everybody, when I was growing up, like I said, we grew up in like the Wayne era and the Jewels era and stuff like that, where everybody was hopping on somebody else's beat. So like I took it to that extra extent young, at a young age, and spent $30, $40, $50, $100, $200 for a beat. And it was to the point where I didn't even care if one person listened to it. You know what I'm saying? I was never really big on numbers. But like, I just wanted to sound different, because if somebody was to stumble across it, or somebody was to show them, you know, my music, they're hearing right. something they never heard before at all. No Kanye beat, no Swiss beats, no.
And
you
that's
know.
What it's about. It's about being organic, man. And that's what the game missing right now. It's a lot of carbon copies, like
facts.
Niggas taking sauce from each of their favorite artists and creating a super artist. You feel me?
Yeah,
and that ain't hip hop. Ain't never been like that. Everybody always had their own lane. So like, when you hear something, you be like, "Hold on, I know that's B.I.G. over there." You feel me?
Yeah. That's.
You see, we grew up on artists stealing each other flows and images and shit like that, man. Everything used to be organic, and that's what hip hop needed to get back to.
Big facts. Yeah, I think it's okay, because to an extent it's okay to catch like the fad or what's in right now. Like if it's a certain style of rap or something like that, everybody has to adapt and you know evolve a little bit out of their character. And to an extent, my biggest thing was just being different, like sounding different. You know what I'm saying? Like if you guys go through my, like I said, you go through my playlist, I have songs that sound like country trap. I got like club songs, I got like, you know, girl songs, love songs, then I got like transparent, real story, you know, struggle shit, and you know what I'm saying? Like it's a whole bag, you know what I'm saying? It's not just like a one trick pony, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Versatile, that's all.
I wanted to be just different altogether. I just wanted to be different. But since we're talking about the start of rap, for me it was 17, how long have you been rapping for? Like what first of all, how long you been doing it, and then like what got you into rapping? Because everybody has a different story, you know. And I've always wanted to ask you this, because like I said, you've been doing it just as long as I have.
I mean, I started off actually writing poetry and shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I started like in the acapella lane, just writing bars and shit. And then when I got to middle school, that's when I got introduced to like an actual recording environment. Like my dog, the school we was at gave us a little Apple laptop, so we had GarageBand on that shit.
Okay.
So my dog was on the, you know, making beats and shit. But then I seen the record sign, I'm like, damn, we could record on this too. And you know, we just started doing little shit, but he was already recording and shit, so he kind of knew what he was doing. And he laced me up, and you know, I started doing it like that. So that's like 8th grade, 9th grade. But, you know, niggas still ain't got that full confidence in themselves, so I ain't really taking it serious like that. I'm just, you know, jump on a song with my dog or drop a little freestyle. Then I'll just fall back from it. Then that's when, you know, like the following will be like, oh, bro, what's up with the music? What's up with the music? So I end up catching a bid where I did 13 months at. And after the bid, I got put on house arrest for 2 years. So during my bed, you know, I'm still doing the same shit that I've been doing since I was a kid. I'm just writing, you feel me? Just expressing shit.
Yeah.
So when I got to the, on house arrest, I'm like, man, you know what? Nigga might well try a new lane with this shit. Like, I see this music is getting hot again. Because if you remember, music had fell off a little bit, like, as far as underground music. Like, nobody was really checking for upcoming rappers.
Yeah.
So as I seen the wave growing, I'm like, okay, maybe I could take it serious this time. I'm a little smarter with it. I think I know the business, which I didn't know. But at that time, I'm thinking I know what's going on. So I'm like, man, you know what? I did what you said. I bought some equipment while I'm on house arrest. I'm just recording myself. And I put my first tape out, and the streets was back fucking with it. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to just try to get it as my full, because I ain't never given my all. So I said, I'm gonna try to give it my all and see what it do.
Yeah, that's where I was too, you know. Like mine, yours was more from an outside perspective looking in, like, damn, I could really fuck with this music. And to me, it was more of like, it had more sentimental, emotional attachment behind it, because when me and my brother and my cousin were a group, And when you guys hear my music, when I say FTL, like that was the group, was FTL was the group. So I'm still screaming FTL, even though my brother and my cousin don't even rap with me no more. That's how much that shit means
as
to me.
As you should, though.
Yeah,
as
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't get it twisted. They
stand on business.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. They still check my music out. They still listen to my shit. They still, you know,
that
give me.
That just ain't their dream. That's all.
Man, everybody grows up. You know, my brother's like a manager. And he owns like a business now. He's got a house. He's got a wife. He's got two kids. He just had another baby. And, you know, like he's just grown, you know. And I didn't have those, you know, those things placed
at that time,
yeah,
right,
in my lane, right, at that time. I do now. So this stuff might slow down just a little bit. But, you know, but like for me, it was more sentimental and emotional because me and my brother, we lost my sister at a young age. Our sister passed away at 19. And and then like it got to the point where we were recording at my house, and then we moved to my brother's house, and then we would always go and record at my brother's house. So my sister was always over there, and I would always go in the next room. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that raps has that one person they always go to. You know, like me right now, it's like my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, if my dogs could talk to me, they would probably tell me like, "Yo, that shit is trash," or "That shit is fire." But I just got my wife right now. But back then it was my sister. It was Erica. So I'd always run and you know, spit my lyrics and shit and be like, "Yo, it just sounds straight." Da 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 da. They'd be like, "Oh, you could change this. You could do this. You could do that." So when she passed, like, it not only hit all of us, but like when we tried to make music, it just really wasn't clicking for us.
It was
like
something missing.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah. So
right, something missing.
Yeah. So TLDR, you know, I gave up after that. Like all of us just stopped. We were like, bro, let's just call it quits. Like we can't get shit done. We can't focus. It's just like the vibe is off. Just fuck it. You know, just take a break. Mm-hmm. So the break went from 6 months to a year to two, to where we didn't make anything for like 3 years, and I had a dream, like an epiphany, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was like in a room and I can hear Erica, and I didn't know what she was saying. And then like I was just walking, and then like there was a door, open the door, it's Erica. And then we were talking, and she's like, "Why are you giving up? Like, why are you stopping something that you love to do?" And then as soon as I woke up, fam, I shit you not, Texco, I fucking went online. I applied for a Capital One credit card. They gave me $5,000. I went straight to Guitar Center. I bought me speakers, interface, microphones, headphones. But bro, I had a $5,000 studio in my mama house making music again. So that was my emotional like get back. Like this is why I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I still do it now because of that. You know, like it's just a passion just overgrew everything. Like if I pop off, fuck it, I pop off. But like now it's just like, bro, I love to just do this. I come home, you hear a beat, you're just writing bars and poetry and everything's clicking.
Exactly. That's all it's about. Just staying active in the game. Even if you ain't really putting it out like you want to put it out, it's just the fact that you going with the motions, you feel me?
Yeah, you're just doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just doing it. Like, imagine if, like, Michael Jackson just stopped or LeBron James just quit, like, you know, 10 years ago and never got to where he was at. You know what I'm saying? It's like things, it's like thoughts like that keep me going. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's cool because, like I said, right now you have way more drive than I've ever had because you're touching all bases. I seen on your Instagram you were doing radio interviews. I think you were just on somebody's podcast. I'm jealous it wasn't me first, but we're not going to talk about that.
Nah, you know, it's supposed to be you first.
I know, I know, I know. I just had to throw that jab in there, bro. But like,
nah,
you know, you're doing it all, man. And like you're putting out full albums, you're putting out full videos, you're doing, you know, photo shoots, the whole nine. So like on top of all of that, all bias aside, like I respect you for that. And then like people do take notice to stuff like that, because like when I started doing like small things for my music, like for like motion videos or something light, people take into consideration that you're giving them something different or something to look at. You know what I'm saying? Because in today's world, that the first thing that I learned in today's world, especially I say 8 to 10 years ago up until now, people are very visual. You know, a lot of people are not clicking on links like they used to 10 years ago. That's why my SoundCloud is weak right now. You know what I'm saying? But they rather
all go back to even back in the days. Why read a book if I could watch the movie? Like, that's how people looking at it.
Exactly.
Why sit and listen to the song when I can listen to the song and watch the video?
Exactly. And the way technology is, man, everything is right there in your hand. Like everything. Like you click one link and Texco's whole category is pulled up. Videos, photos, IG, Facebook, all that shit. So like it's even easier now to get more traction to your craft or your art or your
everything accessible now.
Yeah, everything. So that's cool that you have that mentality. And like even like me, not just me, but like everybody else can see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this motherfucker is still putting on music. And he's still making, you know, videos, and he's still doing this, and he's still doing that. Right. He's at interviews, he's at podcasts, you know, he's doing all this extra stuff. And people
That's how I was raised, though, bro. I ain't gonna lie, like
thoroughbred.
My old girl ain't play that quitting.
Thoroughbred,
shit,
bro.
Like,
yeah.
Once you start something, I don't care if you don't like it no more. You gotta finish it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's just how I look at this. Like every day is just a new grind. Like if I quit now, tomorrow could have been the day that I got my big break. You feel me?
Yeah, and you never know.
It's like,
you
why
never
give
know.
Up?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing too. Like, a lot of people, especially now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how much things change in, you know, just a handful of years. But like, people have the higher tendency now to give up more than ever. You know, like as soon as somebody's on Facebook or IG telling you that you can't, or this shit is whack, or this is this and that, or et cetera, et cetera, people have the tendency to shut down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, take more energy to keep going.
Yeah, and I'm at the point now where I put out my shit and I'm asking people, tell me what's bad, because like I want to hear the bad shit so I can get better. You know what I'm saying? Take me to that next spot. You know, all because you're my boy, you don't got to tell me my shit fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me this shit is whack, or like this bar was ass.
Man,
or
man, listen to me, right? I had a homeboy, real deal, told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause you know I don't listen to your music, but I be sharing it and shit for you.
See, that's love, bro.
That same day. Yeah, no, that ain't love.
Boom shakalaka.
To me. I mean, to an extent. Like, I mean, if my homeboy came up to me and was like, hey, bro, like, I don't really listen to your shit, but I share your shit. Because I got a homeboy like that. I ain't going to put him on blast. Like, he's a good homeboy of mine, like, grew up with and all that shit. He don't listen to none of my shit unless I tell him to. Like, he don't go on there and listen to any of it, but he shares it as soon as I drop it. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay, so if he don't listen to it, do he really believe in us? You feel me?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
how
well,
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you got a point. I'm not taking
that's
that. I'm not taking
it.
That away. Okay,
I
how about this?
Like, okay.
How about this? How about your homeboys that don't share your shit at all, but share other people's shit?
They in the same boat. You hear me?
He's heating up.
Okay. Okay.
They in the same boat.
Because I've had conversations.
I got family members that do that. Family members scroll right past my shit.
And then share somebody else's shit.
Nigga shit in the comments. You feel me?
That's how I be.
I used to take that shit to heart, bro. I used to real deal.
Bro.
Be ready to cut a bitch off, block you from a phone, all that. But I had to realize, you got to let people support who they want to support. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, that's the biggest thing, because I've had that conversation multiple times with people, like people I grew up with. I'm like, bro, you sharing everybody else's shit but my shit. Like, what's really good? Like, what's am I doing something wrong? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it something personal that I don't know about that's deep down inside?
Actually, they don't understand that type of shit that had you questioning yourself. You feel me? Now you knocking your own confidence down just because you ain't receiving the love from what we wanted.
Yeah, yeah, especially from close people.
She like, yeah, she like, okay, you be focusing on who don't support you, but I feel like you ain't showing the people that do support you enough love. If you feel me?
Yeah.
So then got to take that focus from, okay, this boy ain't supporting a nigga how I think he should, but damn, I don't even know this person over here, and they on every corner. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah, let me embrace you some more. So that's kind of the position I'm in right now. I'm changing my focus from who don't fuck with me to who fuck with me.
That's good though, because like I said, I think a lot of people on the outside looking in don't understand, because they're not rappers. It's like, you put out all this stuff and you work so hard. Like, you guys don't understand. We put time in making the song, first of all, it might take you 1,000 years to pick a damn beat. Or the beat might not be raw today, but it's going to be raw in 2 years from now. You know what I'm saying? We got to sit down, think of the thinking process of what the song going to be about, or freestyle, whatever you want to call it. And then you got to record it. Then you got to mix and master it. Then you got to put it on like whatever platform you're using, which also costs money. And then everything
which also costs money.
Yeah, everything costs money and time. And it's like, bro, like sometimes, like when I used to put up music, I'm like, bro, nobody is really fucking with my shit. And it used to get me mad. Like, I think every rapper's been to that point where it's like, bro, like nobody's really fucking with my shit.
But I'm telling you, bro, like that shit'll knock your confidence down if you let it.
It will. And the thing is, what's funny is like how you said you changed your aspect and how, you know, your POV and your point of views on it. I did the same thing too. And it was a good conversation with my homeboy, and he kind of said something similar. He's like, bro, if you took all the energy that you're wasting on people that don't give a shit about you and put it towards,
you sound like my girl.
Yeah, and put it towards your craft, your music and shit, I bet it would sound 10 times better. Or why do those people even matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, those people not gonna get you a deal. Them people not gonna get you recognized. Like, who gives a fuck if they say this shit's trash? You know what I'm saying? Because I used to get to the point where it's like, if I drop a song, that bitch only get 50 plays. I'm like, bro, I suck ass. Like, pause. Like, I just suck. I'm just gonna wrap it up. And then now I get to the point where I'm dropping music like all the time, or every other week, or two times a week, or I drop an EP, you know, next month or whatever. And I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing it for the passion. I turned the negativity into something positive for me, to where I can overcome the fact of I don't have to hound the numbers, because a lot of rappers.
See, we had to go back to day one of it.
Yeah.
Well, we just fell in love with the music of it, not the music business. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. And then I just turned.
So we just creating to create.
Yeah, I just turned my whole focus. I turned off all my focus on the numbers, because the numbers are gonna kill you. If you guys sit there and focus on numbers and plays and views and likes and dislikes or whatever, shares and shit like that, that will kill your vibe eventually. It's like a slow.
Especially when it could be fabricated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because people will hate you, and people will tell other people to hate you and hate for them.
Nah, not even that. I mean, like, we can't be stressing over the numbers when this nigga's out here buying fake numbers. You feel me?
Oh, so you going that? You going that route?
Man, listen. So now we comparing our numbers to these niggas. Like, damn, bro, what the fuck this nigga doing that I ain't doing? He paying for his views, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Nigga grinding from the dirt up, coming out the mud with it. Like, nigga, I just uploaded that today. Like, y'all don't start. It's, you know how it's the end of the year. Spotify give them yearly
the wrap
numbers
ups
and shit. Yeah. I just uploaded the wrap up. Man, I don't want to see that shit. That shit fake.
Yeah.
How you got all these thousands of views on Spotify, but nigga go to your Instagram, you struggling with 2,000 followers.
Oh damn,
nigga,
shots
go
fired.
To your YouTube, you ain't over 100 views. You feel me?
That's true, man. That's true.
All that shit gotta add up, bro. All that shit add up. Right now, you go to Drake shit, all his numbers add up. Even if they real or fake, they all in the same range. You feel me? No matter what social media platform it is. And that's what we got to stop doing, too. We got to stop faking with this shit, bro. Because it's a lot of niggas just in the way. Because they faking.
And that's true, man. That's true. And like you said, like, a lot of people will try to cheat their way. You know what I'm saying? That ain't you ain't doing nothing but wasting money. That ain't going to do nothing. Because people don't understand that everything that we upload our music to is ran by algorithms. And if the algorithms don't match up, I don't care if you pay for 1 million views. Guess what? That shit is still not popping up on my feed. It's not, because it's ran by bots and the algorithm picks that up. You know what I'm saying? So even if you bought 1 million plays for $5,000, guess what? You just wasted 5K because of the algorithms and the way the technology is set up now. And Spotify and all that shit, they can detect that shit. You know what I'm saying? You only can get so far with that. You know what I mean? So it's like, why waste your time, bro? But people still do it because they think it's a step forward, but it's really like 10 steps back. Like, you're falling off a cliff trying to buy shit. Like,
exactly.
That, you know, but anyway.
It's like lying to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You're basically setting yourself up for failure. You're basically running off a cliff. Basically, you're just, here's $5,000. Let me get my 2 million plays. And then when the 2 million plays are over, guess what? You're going to get nothing from it. There's nothing coming from that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the number one thing that I saw that gets me to notice fake, you know, fake plays and shit like that. When you go on their YouTube and you click their video that has 80K plays with like only 20 likes, and then all the comments are bots.
All the comments are bots.
That shit cracks me
up. I'm talking about the, and it make it worse when the comments ain't got nothing to do with your video.
copy paste as comments, and they're like, "Bro, like, what the fuck? This shit is crazy." But
I had to really take a step back and look at the music scene, and bro, like, damn, this shit lit. Why is taking niggas? I ain't gonna say why it's taking niggas so long, but why is it not as easy as it's supposed to be to crack that surface? You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you really look at it, man, all this shit fabricated, man. This shit a facade.
I don't know, man.
Nigga got to get back to that groundwork, hand-to-hand distribution, man.
Yeah, out the trunk. I ain't never buy plays in my life. I would never waste my fucking money. I'm just too tech savvy to know the difference. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people would just say, a lot of people would just see, oh my God, I could buy a million plays for $5,000. I'm going to be straight. I'm going to get put on in no time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but you got to research that shit. Like I told you, everything's ran by robots and algorithms, and they got detections on all sites. Even SoundCloud has it. And it's like, bro, like you can have like a million plays and 20 comments. Nah, bro, that's a red flag. Something ain't right here, bro. Something ain't right. And then they'll deny it too. When you approach them, they'll deny it to the death. I'm like, bro, how you got 20K plays on this track? And I ain't never heard of that shit yet. Why the fuck you not on 99 Jams? You know what I'm saying? Like what 20K? You know what you could do with 20K plays? You're supposed to be on by now. At least in your hood.
Exactly.
At least in your hood, bro.
At least in your hood. You're supposed to be the biggest artist in your city.
They supposed to be wearing your t-shirts out there, bro. I don't see nobody talking about you, bro. Who did this to you, bro? Who set you up, bro? Man.
So that's where I'm at. When I'm just trying to stay out as organic as I can and true to myself, man. However long it take, that's how long it take. Whether it pop tomorrow, next year, 10 years, I'm still grinding, you feel me? Because not only do I do music, but it's a whole umbrella up under this shit. So it's like, even if I ain't grinding with the music today, I could be grinding with the merch, but it still falls back to the music, you feel me?
Yeah, facts. Let me see.
Nigga, just staying active, fam. That's all it's about.
Yeah. You just gotta do what you love, man. Like that's the biggest thing, man. Like anybody can take constructive criticism. Anybody can hate you. You gotta understand there's a million people that's gonna hate you, but there can be a million people that's gonna love you. So you guys gotta have that mentality. Like I just gotta go out there and get it. Even if you don't pop off at all, you turn 50. You know what I'm saying? You turn 50 and you never popped off. But you can say you put your whole heart and your whole soul into this, and you did what you love, and you have a whole catalog, and you know what I'm saying? You can have campfire stories with your grandkids and be like, "Hey man, you know your grandpa used to rap." They be like, "Man, you tripping?" And then show them your whole catalog, and they be like, "Damn."
The whole catalog, exactly.
imagine Texco 55 years old pulling up to the family get together playing licks. They be like, "Who the hell is that, Grandpa? I ain't never heard that." That's me, Jit. That's me.
Out the vault.
That's me, Jit. Grandpa, that ain't you, boy. Let me hear. Let me tell you something, bro. Back in my day. Oh man. All right. My next question is, take me. You know, it's a lot of rapper to rapper questions because I've been dying to ask you this stuff. Take me through your writing process. Do you have like a pregame? Like, do you do something before you get down and start writing? Or, like, is it just comes, like, all natural? Like, when you hear the beat, it's just massacre. All
right, I got two writing schemes, like...
Don't give it all away. Don't give it all away.
Nah, I don't care about it, dude. What, they gonna copy my lyrics, too?
You never know, man. You never know.
Nah, man, but nah, I'll be, like, in the morning on the way to taking my jits to school and shit. I be driving. Sometimes I'll just be letting the beat play. Then when everybody get out the car, you know, I'll just start releasing flows and shit, seeing how I like it. But most of the time, it's when I'm during my smoke sessions, you know, when it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I write the best, when it's just me. I just,
yeah,
you know, zone out and lock in.
Yeah.
And I just let the wrist do what the wrist do.
Facts. I'm the same way. Except for like probably recently, when I get around people that I've been making music with a lot, you know, like my boy Angel or Nino or my boy Trilogy, I like feed off of them. You know what I'm saying? Like I be bouncing off ideas to them. Sometimes it's therapeutic for me. Like I'll write like four or six bars. And then write a second 4 to 6 bars. And then I'll spit the first one to them. And then like, oh, maybe if you change this, this, and that up. And then I'll pretend like I'm writing. And then bring them the second verse. And then sometimes I'll combine them, take some stuff out. They'll give me a different word or a different, you know, pronunciation or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, now I can record. I can do stuff on my own, obviously. Like, I've been putting out freestyles and songs and EPs and stuff at my crib. But, like, when I get with people, I think that's when I shine the best because I can bounce off of them. You know what I'm saying? And I've been recording with these dudes for so long. It's like, I know they're not going to fuck me over. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like bar none. Like, this is like my R&R right here. Like, I can't fuck up. I can't fuck this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're not going to put me in the wrong direction. So half the time, what I do, like when I'm at my house, you know, solo, I put on the beat or whatever, and then I just write a bunch of words. Like, it whatever words come to mind. Like, let's just say, like, I put on a beat. Boom, it's on. I'll sit there for like 10 minutes, run it back, and then I'm just starting to write like random words. Like, it could be anything, like, you know, license, radio, television. And then, like, I try to find, like, how I could put them together. And then sometimes that brings out a concept.
See, I ain't gonna lie. You write backwards.
Backwards?
Compared to me. Compared to me, you write backwards.
Yeah, because you're
one of us write backwards.
You're doing like a whole formation.
I pick my topic.
Yeah,
like, I pick my topic first, and then, like you said, I'll just write a bunch of shit that's related to that topic.
Yeah.
Whether it's the first person, the second person, like, anything that got anything to do with this topic, I'm going to write it down. Then, that's when I'm going to create my hook off the topic, but using some of the shit I wrote down, you feel me? So it's like a full circle. And then once I get in my verse, I just do my thing on my verse.
Yeah.
But like with the hooks and the topics, I do exactly what you do, but the opposite. I pick my word first, and then I give it adjectives and supporting details and shit like that. Though.
Facts. Yeah, it's crazy how like I ask
that's crazy.
A lot of
you're the first person I heard say that.
Yeah, I ask a lot of rappers that shit, like my friends and shit. Like, yo, what do you do when you know what I'm saying? Like, not the typical, like, you know, everybody has their little vibe. You drink a little bit, smoke a little bit. Yeah, we already know that. We've been known that for 20 years now. But it's like,
that's the normal.
Yeah, like, what do you do when it's go time? Like, it's business time. Like, I need
when
a song.
That pen touch that paper.
Yeah, I need a song done in an hour or two, bro. It's 80 hours a block, and you need to stop bullshitting with me, Texco. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. So that's
see, I ain't gonna lie. I don't even like writing on spot in the studio like that, because I feel like I'm writing the first thing that come to my head instead of the hardest thing that's coming to my head. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like I say, when I'm writing during my smoke sessions, sometimes I won't even write the whole verse. I might just get brain farted like in the middle of the verse. I finish the joint, go to sleep type shit. But then the nigga will wake up with a whole new melody. But I gotta get back to that verse. And I'll just write it down, bum, 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 lock the phone back, and, you know, continue my morning type shit.
Facts. See, my thing too, like, when back in the day, when we used to go to studios, and my biggest thing was I had to pre-record my verse because I'd forget. I'm 35 years old and I would still forget flows. Like, it's annoying as shit to me. Like, I have to pre-record all my shit. Like, if I write something, I'm like, yeah, this is fire. I have to record it on the spot, either my phone or something. Because, like, if mine
sit too long, I'll forget it like that. But I have to, like, say it over and over and over till I catch it again.
It's fucking terrible, because even it got to the point sometimes where I was doing so much music, like dropping, you know, a song a week or whatever. I got to the point where I'd lose flow like mid-writing, and I'm like, yo, I just said this 5 seconds ago, five minutes ago. It's like, bro, what the fuck? So now I got, like, now, like, where I'm at in present time, I got to the point where, because I used to be like one take Drake, like one take Jay, like just record my whole verse and that's it. No breaks, no punch-ins or whatever like that. But now I took a step back and now I punch in. So I don't forget what the fuck I'm saying. So now when I record, I have like 20 blocks of fucking verse of my verse instead of just one.
Right,
yeah, because
see, I one take, I can't punch in.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, like, I
my
to...
voice be different every time. Like, yeah. Every time I record, my voice gonna be different. That's why you might listen to one song, I sound like this, but you listen to another song, I sound like a whole different person.
That's true too. I've tried to train myself to lead in off of the actual punch in. So I try to catch the tone, and usually it works. Like, you know, the last you know, little bit of music that I've been putting out the last couple of months.
Man, that shit don't never work for me.
It's tricky, dog. It's very tricky because
it always sounds totally different. I just be like, man, fuck it, delete everything, start over. Cause like sometimes I be writing, and you know, you write the verse so hard, you forget you gotta record it too.
Yeah.
And I done wrote it so hard till I ain't put no breathing breaks in. And now I'm recording and I'm like, hold on, man, I can't even breathe right now. I gotta catch my breath. So now he talking about punching. I'm like, man, I don't even punch in. It don't sound right, man. Start that shit all the way over, man.
Yeah, it's crazy how everybody has a different way of rapping. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. I used to be the one take, and then like now I'm punching in. I don't know if it's my age, but it's like, I'm like, bro, sometimes I forget. I'm like, yo, I was just rapping this 5 minutes ago. I went from the first bar to the sixth to the eighth, and now I can't remember what the hell three and four, how the hell three and four go. Because lately I've been switching up my flows. Like even my homeboys be telling me, like there's like a lot of the songs I've been dropping and stuff like that. They noticed that I'm changing a lot of shit. Like, yo, this doesn't sound like the old B.I.G. from like, you know, 8-10 years ago, like back when you started. Like this shit is like really, really different. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I'm doing different shit. Like I'm punching in, I'm melodizing my shit. I'm on my NBA Youngboy 1 minute, then I'm over here sounding like T-Pain, then I'm like Kevin Gates.
And
I'm like
learning how to structure music. That's
man. Yeah. So it's
back then we just knew how to rap. We ain't know about structuring music and songs and all that shit.
Yeah, we just wanted to record. Like, I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper. What about you, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like I do this.
See, now, the way I structure my songs, I break it down to it's complete dust. Like, sometimes I write my ad-libs and all. Like, that's how deep I go into writing my music.
Yeah, yeah. It's really intricate, man. Like, different people have different styles, and it's really cool to, like, hear, like, how they go into a song. Because a lot of people just think you just write, and as a song, you record, and it's over. I'm like, yo, bro, I wish it was that easy. I really wish it was that easy. I'm like, bro, sometimes I spend, like, 2 weeks trying to find a beat. I might have a concept. I might have a pre-hook. I might have like 6 bars just randomly written that just sounds sick as fuck. I'm like, yo, I want to put this to a beat. It might take me 2 weeks to find a beat. And I'm telling my people, yeah, I'm going to drop some shit Friday. Don't worry about it. Friday comes, they're asking me where the song at. I done changed a lot of shit. There's a new beat. I took out some bars. Next Friday. Next Friday, bro. Oh, man. All right, so, like I said, you're on another level when it comes to doing what you do. When you go perform, because I've seen videos of you doing shows, and I don't know if they're probably at like venues and clubs and stuff like that. When it comes to performing, like, were you ever scared in the beginning, and did you overcome the fear of like stage fright?
Man, every performance, right?
Yeah.
My leg do this little weird shit where it be shaking. Like, that shit, I ain't gonna lie, and that shit be pissing me off every show. My first show, though, I was scared as fuck. Heart beating, palms sweating.
Yeah.
It's time for me to hit the stage. Everybody like, well, man, I'm still in the bathroom washing my face.
Yeah.
But every performance to this day, like, my leg do a weird little shaking.
Mm.
But once the beat start and I say the first little couple words, all that shit just disappears. Everybody always tell me, like, they don't be looking like me on stage, because, you know, they used to me being cool, calm, collect, just vibing. But when I get on stage, I be a little more turnt. I'm jumping around. I'm screaming and shit. So it be a whole different experience for them. But, yeah, everybody get butterflies, man, because you don't want to fuck up. You feel me? You got all eyes on you.
Yeah.
This a make or break you right here. No matter where you at, whether you in a strip club, a regular venue, you just got to go hard. You feel me?
Okay, so to add on to that, if you could remember, what was your favorite show to this date?
Favorite show to this day? Let me think.
Yeah, it might be a tough one.
Well, it got to be, I did a showcase called Get It On Snap in Orlando. That was my favorite one, because, you know, that was my first out-of-county promoter that booked me, and, you know, we had to get on the road and travel, so niggas felt like they had uncracked a new surface in hip-hop, like not hip-hop, but in my ground, I guess I could say.
Yeah, yeah. So you went to Orlando, was it just you, or was it like a group thing?
No, I had got me a little, a little van. It was about, I say, eight, nine of us.
Okay. So it was like a fucking, it was like a mini Texaco tour.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little baby tour, a little pre-tour. Hey,
see, you definitely doing way more than me. You definitely doing way more than me, bro. God, man, the closest I got was, if I remember back in the day, I had talks with a dude from Sony. Like, I shit you not. Like, I was in talks with a dude from Sony. And then, like I said, unfortunately, life happens. And when my sister passed, we killed that vibe. Like, killed it. Like, it was like some type of, like, it was like an A&R. And he hit us up. I sent him the music. And he was digging it. He called me. He was like, yo, check it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get, like, a group of people and then, like, choose from the group of people. Sort of like America's Got Talent type shit. But, like, through technology and shit. So I was like, oh, cool. You know, we were exchanging emails, you know, talking like every other day, exchanging music and stuff like that. And then, bro, like, life hit me and I was like, bro, fuck it. We ended it. We ended all that ties. We stopped talking for a little while, lost contact with him, dude, changed his email and all types of shit. So I was like, because I hit him up. Yeah, I hit that old ass email up and I got no reply. Then I hit up my homegirl that used to talk to him that got me involved with him. And she's like, yeah, he changed his email. He does music. He does A&R for this company or whatever. Now I was like, oh, fuck it. You know, it's like FTL's not even a group anymore. I'm doing my own thing. Fuck it. I was just for shits and giggles. But that's like the farthest I've done. I ain't never did no shows. I don't really do videos. None of that shit, bro. So I salute you for doing that, because that also takes a lot from you too. You know what I'm saying? You gotta rent a van. You bring your boys with you. Mm-hmm. Gas, hotel. Food.
See, they don't understand how much the artists actually kick out, you feel me? But everybody in the industry be on the artist's ass by kicking out.
Mm-hmm. And then
the
and
artist
then,
the only one that has multiple how can I say it? Fuck what the word I'm looking for. My bad, I ain't mean to cuss like that on your shit.
Man, you can cuss all you want, man. We all grown here, bro.
Okay, my bad.
But I done said fuck like 8 times. And hey, you gonna be, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. Just don't let your kids hear, bro. They, you know what I'm saying? Just understand. You gonna listen to this when y'all get of age. Y'all chill over here for a minute. But yeah, man, freedom of speech, baby.
But yeah, like I was saying, the artist, the only one with the most bills. You feel me? That's how I should put it.
Yeah, yeah. The most, yeah.
Like
yeah.
We said earlier, you gotta pay for beats. We gotta pay for studio time. You gotta pay for the song to get mixed and mastered after the studio time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gotta pay to promote the song,
publishing,
press your cover art,
all that shit.
You feel me? Everything. So think about it. The DJs, what do DJs pay for?
Just to play it.
Equipment.
Oh, you mean?
Pay for equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Everybody just got really one main bill, but the artist, everybody is the artist bill.
Yeah, too many avenues for them to reach in your pocket. Yeah, until you really make it and make some real money, it's like, bro, like, you're gonna be dishing out a lot of money. Like, it's a lot.
And guess what? I learned that in early on, so that's why I started doing my own cover art.
Mm.
You feel me? That's when I started. I had a link with my dog. We trying to put together a production company. That way, I ain't gotta pay $1,000 for video. I could pay in-house for it,
bitch.
I could let my dog eat with me. You feel me?
Facts. Home team, man. Home team.
That's all it's about, man.
That's all, man. That's dope though, because I started doing the same thing too. I got a dude now who's become my go-to cover art guy if I need him. And we became so tight. The motherfucker in the UK, he all on the other side of the fucking world, fam. Like, this man, yeah, this man showed me so much love. He's been giving me discounts and stuff like that on the low. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first, he's the one who did the podcast cover art now that you see. And, you know, I've had him do, like, two more cover arts for music. And he's cut back the price each and every time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the U.S. dollar is a little bit less over there. So like when I give him $100, it's only like 80, you know. So I have to give him a little bit more sometimes, just to show love, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
it's like,
yeah,
yo,
yeah, just to even it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's $100 for this cover. I'm like, all right, bet. So when I've sent him the first 100 for it, I'm like, you know, through PayPal, it shows you the difference, and it's like $82. So I'm like, yo, this man is missing like 20. He's missing a dub. Like, what is this bullshit? Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the way the world works. So every time we work and he gives me a price, let's say he gives me 75, I'll bump it to 100. So when it goes to him, it's 100. You know what I'm saying? Or right. if it's 100, I go 125. But that's because he looks out for me. And when mm-hmm. he does business through me, I get my shit within 2-3 days. Like, he's always sending me rough drafts. You know, from start to end, videos of the artwork. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And there's a dude from UK. Like, this motherfucker, I found this dude on Fiverr, bro. Like, Fiverr. And, like, out of all the people that's making bullshit on Fiverr, I found this dude, and he became mm-hmm. the coolest dude ever, man. He tags my shit on his fucking IG. He shares my shit on his IG. He shares my music on his IG. The dude is just
that's
cool
what it's
shit.
About, man. It's about making relationships, you feel me?
And he's, in yeah. this industry. Yeah, he's just
your
my go-to.
Could be more than any cash amount. You feel me?
Facts.
As long as you keep it real and solid with a nigga, if he real and solid, he gonna peep that, and that's when shit like that start happening. Niggas cut prices for you, but niggas give you bundles. Like, I had a producer like that. All he said, just show me love the first beat, and I'ma fuck with you. So I paid for the first beat regular. After mm-hmm. that, every beat I'm paying for, he throwing two more in there probably. You feel me?
Yeah.
You just gotta show people that you believe in them. That's all. I'm starting to realize that too.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, like, you know, you gotta be careful too now. People take advantage of that shit. But obviously,
I learned that.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you guys are hearing it from us. Like, we're not dummies.
Every good come with bad, boy. Yeah, Every good come with bad.
We're not dummies. We can weed them out real quick nowadays since we've been doing this for so long. I can notice some fuck shit before it even becomes fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you guys need to understand that everybody gonna smile in your face. But when they turn around, they can also backstab you, too. Shout out to OJs. You know what I'm saying?
Especially in this industry.
Oh, man. Trust me, bro. There's a dime a dozen of fucking NBA young boys. There's a dime a dozen fucking everybody else that's hot right now. And you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to use somebody to get to the next step instead of bringing somebody with you.
It's an opportunist world, man.
Yeah, it's what can I get the most out of this person?
We ain't gonna never finish with who we started with. You feel me?
It's rare. It's very rare.
It's very rare because niggas get other opportunities. Niggas get better opportunities. You can't fault a nigga for that. If he feel like he better over here, you gotta let a nigga go over there. You feel me?
Yeah. Sometimes that's the easiest part, though, is letting go. You know what I'm saying? The hardest part is holding on, because sometimes you want shit to work so bad. You know what I'm saying? Like today.
You fucking yourself up. You cutting your own hair and you holding on to it so long.
Yeah, like today, I was on lunch break at work. I saw a video. I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to send it to you on IG. I saw a video. Two dudes got arrested, right? And it's a dude on the right and a dude on the left, right? They're going over like, I guess, like the sentences and shit or whatever. And the judge says the sentence for the right guy. And he also adds to the point, he's like, I forgot the exact verbiage, but he basically said that he got 5 years because he helped the feds. Like, he basically helped the feds. And then
he cooperated.
Yeah, he cooperated. And then the dude on the left, he looked over at him. And then when they said his sentence, he got 10 years. He put his head down, bro. The man started crying, dog. And then, you know, the title said, like, you know, it be your own people that take your loyalty for granted. And that shit hit me hard. I'm like, yo, bro, like, really? And, like, this could be somebody this man grew up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, family. Like, this my dog. Like,
since elementary.
Yeah.
Your
and then, like,
let me sleep at your house. We done ate off the same plate. Like,
yeah, like, I know your mama like type that. Shit, bro. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I call your mama like mama, bro. You know? And then, like, if you see his face, text, it's like, bro, like, he just got completely broken in that moment.
Yeah, he was hurt.
And then
he just started crying.
I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Heartbreak don't only come from love. You feel me?
That shit was crazy, man. I was
you
like, bro.
You can also get heartbreak from friendships, man.
Oh yeah, trust me. I done cut off a lot of people growing up, bro. A lot of people. I'm talking about close friends, people I used to call my brothers, doing dirty shit.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
The ones that hurt, the ones that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That hurt. That's what I'm talking
after
about.
After a while, you still thinking about it like, damn, bro. Like, you really had to do that. You feel me?
Facts.
Like, I'm the ones that That's what I call heartbreak.
I still go through that to this day. I have a real good homeboy I used to call my brother. We fought together, bro. We fucking, you know, we pay rent in each other's houses together. We don't, you know, drove each other's cars, got each other girls, mm-hmm. all type of shit, money, food, whatever, bro. And like one day he just did some fuck shit, and I was just like, yo, you gotta go, fam. I'm not even gonna cooperate with this shit no more, bro. Like, dude, I used to do everything with, bro. Like, no homo, like, everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, like, to this day, I sit there sometimes and I think about it. I'm like, you really went to that extent to do some shit like that to me. Out of all the fucking people in the world, it's like me, dog. You could have done this shit to Joe Blow down the street. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker over here. But to me, the one that you call my brother, it's like when we show up to organizations and gatherings and shit, Texas, it's like, yo, this my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not saying this is my friend, this is my dog, this is my homeboy. Nah, this is my brother right here.
Like, to the point niggas see me and be like, where he at?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Every time shit used to be on, you feel me?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But anyways, back to the podcast. I got a couple more questions. And then I call them rapid fire questions, whatever comes to mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, real quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as musical inspirations, not necessarily into the sense of what got you into the rap, but when you started rapping, who did you look up to the most?
BG. But at the same time,
I wasn't expecting that.
2 Chainz too.
Okay.
Because BG my favorite rapper. You feel me? So
okay.
I always looked at him as just like a reference to my music. Like, okay, am I keeping it real? Like, he used to keep it real. Like, am I staying true to myself? I ain't doing this industry shit. Like, you feel me? Because that's how he was on. He wasn't on that full industry route. And that's what got him 15.
Mm.
But 2 Chainz, I pay attention to 2 Chainz marketing. You feel me? I love how he markets himself.
Yeah,
even if he ain't got a real hit song, the way he marketed it gonna turn it to a hit song. You feel me?
Facts.
He just different with it. That's why he came out with the song "I'm Different."
Facts.
Cause everybody was doing the same thing, pushing our album rolls the same way. Radio station here, radio station there. He went to doing different shit. This nigga opened up a whole trap house just for his album. You feel me?
Yeah, he did.
So, those two people that like rap artists that I really pay attention to when it comes to my music.
Facts. I was not expecting BG. It's nice to get a different person rather than the typical, you know, typical maybe Tupac or Biggie or, you know, Drake or Kanye or Eminem or some shit like that.
I'm from the South, fam. I grew up on BG, Hot Boy, Trick Daddy. You feel me?
All
shit
of
like
them.
That. I ain't learned about Jay-Z and all them till I was in like middle school.
Facts, yeah. See, I was a total.
And I met my New York homeboys and shit, and them boys telling me, "Oh, y'all down south music trash," and they introducing me to bars and shit.
I was the total opposite. The man who got me, he did get me into rap, but as far as influence was Nas. Like, I fell in love with how the storytelling of Nas, still to this day. Like, I listen to his old shit. Like, when I'm down and out, or I need like some type of inspiration when I'm in the studio, I'll put on some old Nas, and it's just like, bro, like, this motherfucker is spitting, like, for real. And like, I fell in love with the trend.
You fuck with Davies?
He's okay. I like his production.
I feel like he in Nas lane.
He kind of is.
You don't think so?
He's very transparent. He's got a good storytelling. But I would fuck with Joyner Lucas over Dave East.
Yeah, now that's a different kind of storytelling. Yeah. That nigga, that'll read a book to you.
but he's spitting some real shit.
I fuck with Joyner too, though.
Dave East is cool. I like his production, his beats and everything like that are really nice. He's not terrible. I just never really got into him like that, like to where it's like, yo, I gotta listen to like his newest shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Joyner got me from the jump. And I was like, yo, this motherfucker here is really saying some shit.
Joyner put the character, he put the character with his lyrics, like,
yeah,
that becomes a difference too. Like when you shooting your videos, you gotta get in character. You gotta make them feel your lyrics. You feel me? A lot of niggas just post up and mimic their lyrics, but it's other niggas out there that real deal paint the picture, homie. And Jordan Luke is one of them.
Yeah, he makes fire videos too. His visuals are crazy. Like I like his whole style when it comes to just storytelling and being really, really, really transparent.
Yeah, I fuck with Jordan.
Yeah, cause I got to the point where that's like kind of like what I do. Like I have a better time and I'm more confident when I'm rapping about struggle and story, my life, what's going on in the world type stuff, rather than, you know, a club song shaking ass type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like anybody can do that.
Cause you could get more in depth. You could get more in depth with it.
It's more personal. You know what I'm saying? It's really more personal. And then when you hear it, it's like, yeah, like people gonna understand what the fuck's going on when I'm telling them a story about how, you know, me and my boy almost got killed. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like it's much more to me when it's something as serious as life or something like the struggle or coming from nothing and being where you're at now or overcoming your fears and stuff like that. I enjoy stories like that rather than, you know, the typical rap music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but so we did influences. We went over performances and videos. How do I put this? Where do you see Texaco in the next 5 years? Like if you could place yourself somewhere doing what you're doing, like where would you be?
I see myself on my first independent tour.
Ooh.
City to city, sold out.
Ooh, sold out every
city? When I say independent, it's just me. You feel me?
Gotcha. So you're not signing to a label. You just Texaco Records Incorporated.
Oh yeah, that's pressure. ENT, you hear me? I ain't signing to nobody, man.
Facts. Keep all the money in your pockets.
If I sign, it got to make sense for both of us. It got to be a real partnership. Like it ain't just gonna be like a stick up robbery where you gonna rob me with no gun.
Cause they do it.
I ain't really looking for no record deals. If I do get a deal, I'm looking for like most likely management or distribution and shit like that. Though, to where you just give me a helping hand. I don't need your help. I'm not a lazy artist. You feel me, fam?
Yeah.
So I'm not like most artists that need a whole bunch of help, where they need everything done for them except the recording part. Nah, I don't need all that.
That's real too, because a lot of people want handouts. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody wants the easy way out. Like we said it earlier.
When niggas say they want a deal, that's what they talking about. They want a handout.
Yeah.
They want a label to come give them all this money, and now they can live their rapper lifestyle, not knowing all that money they done gave you was a loan. Now you done fucked the loan up. Now you in the red now. But you still might be a hot artist. You still might be buzzing. So they gonna give you another loan now. You done fucked that up. Now you in a deeper hole. Now you screaming, oh, my label ain't paying me. Da, 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 da. Nah. They got to get their money back first before they could pay you. You feel me?
Facts. That's big facts, too. And they going to get it, too, some one way or another. They gonna get it back.
One way or another.
Yeah, that's another rabbit hole. We're not going to dig into that one. We're not going to dig into that one. Speaking of that, what... Before I get to a more personal question, what is, I probably already know the answer, but I'm just going to ask you anyways, what is your dream collaboration? Like, if you could make music with somebody right now, who would it be?
BG.
I fucking knew it, god damn it.
He's on fire!
I like that. Well, you can take me back to the 90s with that one.
I got them all, bro, watch.
Tonight's matchup. He's on fire. He's heating up. Boom shakalaka.
I don't play, bro. I don't play.
I fuck with it.
I knew you was going to say BG, but BG, I had to ask.
Cause I'm going to bring that new hot boy with the old hot boy.
That would be fire, actually. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like Texaco and BG, cuz you're kind of similar in a way. If that makes any sense, without being like a carbon copy, but like your presentation.
Nah, somebody told me that. Somebody told me like I remind them of him how like just calm I am, like
that too. That too, yeah, because he's never been outlandish or out of character. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not like as like he's not, how should I put this? He's not as loud as the rest of the Hot Boys, you know, like, like Juvenile and all them, and, you know, Wayne, they were loud at certain points, like doing, like, you know, the most, and BG was like the chill, laid back dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be in the back, bro, in the cut, you know, minding his business and doing what he does and shit like that. Yeah, just vibing. So
free Jizzle, man.
Yeah, man. So I can see what I already knew you was gonna say that, but I just wanted to ask anyway. How about this one? If when you get writer's block, or when you just can't write, how do you solve it?
Come back to it later.
That easy?
Yeah, yeah. Because I already be so mad. Aaron, like, damn, bro, what the fuck you doing? Like, get right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll come back to this shit later. Sometimes I'll go to a whole new song.
Oh, damn. I see. I wasn't expecting that approach. I haven't heard that one before. I usually heard, like, take a break.
Change the whole vibe.
Yeah, I heard take a break, get a drink, get a smoke. You know what I'm saying? Go see your old lady or some shit. And I've never heard that one before. Go start another song. That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one took me by surprise. Usually I take a break. I listen to a lot of old music that that inspires me. You know, like Nas, Jay-Z or something like that. Real old school shit, like 90s shit. And then I'll come back with like a fresh, you know, fresh slate. But what I do 99% of the time, whatever is in front of me, like a notepad or if it's on my phone, I delete it. I take the whole thing and just delete it. You know, because I'm big on, if the first impression isn't the best, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be.
Nah, hell no. I'll never do it like that. Just leave it.
And nah, I take that shit, throw it away.
You get back to it. Now you done wrote it even twice as hard or not. Cause I done did that before too. I done came back to it and I continued from where I left off. But then what I continued from be harder than what I started with. So now I be like, hold on, I gotta take that beginning out. Now I done went too hard at the end. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like right now in my notepad, in my notes, I probably got shit that ain't even finished yet. Like just hooks just sitting there. A whole verse sitting there, half a verse sitting there.
Oh,
I
don't
might have shit with like two or three lines on.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you have to throw away random ideas, because I got a book just for that. It's literally in my closet and it's labeled random shit, like random ideas. And like if I'm just saying something in my head, I'll grab that and I'll write it down. Or if it's in my phone, I have a certain, you know, note section from my phone where it says it's just random shit. Like I'll have four bars, I'll just keep it in there. Because then if I'm writing a song, I can add that and then my writer's block is cured. You know what I'm saying? But for me, like if I'm writing something and I get, you know, four or five bars and I'm writing it and I'm spitting it and like I get a bad vibe from it, like I usually toss
it. Oh, yeah, you ain't fucking with it.
I toss that because I'm big.
I'll start a whole new verse too.
Yeah, I'm big on first impression. So like if my first six bars of me writing, like sitting down, gathering my thoughts and, you know, I'm in the zone, I'm ready to go, I'm writing, I'm feeling it. If I record and I hear it and it's trash, I usually 99% of the time get rid of it. I'm like, yo, this ain't it. Mm-hmm. This ain't it. Okay, let me
by bar three, if I ain't hook your attention by bar three, yo, I ain't fucking with the verse. I'm gonna start it over. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's weird with me, dog. Like I just gotta have the intro, like the beginning, just make you wanna listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like I gotta have something more than just, you know, just a random bar that's just gonna like, okay, it's just like it's whatever. It's like, oh, what's he talking about? Oh, okay. And then when they get to the middle of the verse, it's like, okay. Now I understand. Now we're getting somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have the best first impression than a bad last impression. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kill him with the intro is what I usually say. Let me see here. Let me, if I have any more personal questions before we get into the these random rapid fire questions. This one is kind of random. Let me see here. Name me your favorite top three rappers right now, and then name me the ones that you dislike.
Oh, man. Top three right now?
Right now.
Young Thug.
Okay.
YoungBoy.
Okay.
Who else I be fucking with heavy like that? I'm trying to think of somebody that get heavy rotation on my shit. ESTG. I fuck with ESTG too. That's my top three in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Three I don't like?
Yeah. Yeah, give it to me, bro.
This is a hard one. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't really like that drill music.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with the drill.
I like the beats, but it's a selective
taste.
Yeah,
the beats hard. The beats hard.
Yeah, it's a selective taste when it comes to drill. I think the only one that I listened to that was close to drill or actually is drill is Pop Smoke. And that's it.
Yeah, he big drill.
Yeah, other than that, I can't listen to like that drill on the other side, like UK type shit. Nah, fam.
Hell no. You don't need to go over there unless you performing.
They be on some dark shit, bro. I be like, bro, I cannot listen. This is crazy shit, bro. But the most I would probably be that came close to or actually is would be Pop Smoke and like only Pop Smoke.
But hold on, I'm still thinking. My bad,
fam. Nah, you good, bro.
Fucking. All right, let me keep it real. 42 Dub.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere because I really don't like him that much either.
Yeah, it ain't that I don't like him. His voice is hard to get into his voice for me. I write like probably one song about him, but it's hard to get into his voice for me. So I got 42 Dub.
It's tough, I know.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I don't really pay attention to what I don't fuck with. You feel me? I be focused on what I fuck with. I just know if you come up on my shit like randomly, I'm going to skip over that shit. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I'm going to skip right over that shit. Who I said already? 42?
You said 42, and you said the whole fucking drill, the whole genre. Get it out of here.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with the genre like that, though.
Just give me one more. If you can give me one more. How about this? How about this? The last one, let's say, how about we change it to an overrated artist? Like, overhyped. Like, you just don't... You just like, yo, what do y'all see in this man?
I used to think like that about Rod Wave till I tapped in with him. I ain't gonna lie. I tapped in with him.
That's facts, because I remember when he first came out, I really wasn't digging him that much either. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, it just sounds like everybody else. But then
I'm like, man, stop crying, man. I ain't trying to hear that. But then I really went to listen. I'm like, okay, I ain't gonna lie. He's saying some shit, nah.
Yeah, that.
I don't know though, fam. Overrated? I can't even think of really.
See, I'm trying to. Like, let me see. I got my laptop. Down, I got my laptop next to me. Let me see. Let me write up.
Yeah, name somebody. Let me see.
Yeah, we're gonna go ask good old Google. Top 10 rappers right now. Let's see what Google says. Okay, top 20 best rappers right now. Let's see what this list got. Okay, up first. Okay, how about this? We're gonna play a little game. We got 20 rappers. We're gonna play hot or not. Okay, fuck that shit. Number one, we have Roddy Ricch. Hot or not?
Not.
Oh, okay. We're getting somewhere. DaBaby.
That's what I should have said for my overrated artist.
You think so? I think that man's killing it.
Man, he ain't saying nothing, bro. He's saying the same shit, bro.
Nope.
He just do a great job of marketing himself. I ain't saying he trash, but he just overrated, like.
All right, so he getting a knot. He getting a knot right now. All right, facts. All right, up next we got Drake. Ooh, watch what you say.
I'm not a Drake fan, so I can't say hot. But I'm not gonna act like he not. You feel me?
All right, so we gonna get Drake a middle. He in the middle.
Yeah, he in the middle. He just
whatever. All right, we got Future.
Hot.
Young Thug.
Thug or hot?
Yeah, we already know. Jesus. Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick hot. I fuck with Kendrick.
Okay. Joyner Lucas.
I just feel like Kendrick got to get more consistent.
Yeah, he got the J. Cole shit, man. They take off and then they come back. He's going to be dropping some shit probably sometime next year. I guarantee it. Joyner Lucas.
Lucas, hot. I fuck with Lucas.
Okay. Playboy Cardi.
I don't know.
Cardi, I don't listen to that. So that's a
not for Cardi? Yeah, not.
All right, we got Lil Baby. Not the baby, but the Lil Baby.
The Lil one, hot.
Okay, I'm a big baby. I'm a big Lil Baby fan.
Yeah, I fuck with Baby. He reminds me of himself. He cool, calm, and collect too.
Yeah, he real humble when it comes to his shit. We got Rick Ross.
Ross hot. That's home team.
Home team. Travis Scott.
Minus the
Astro World. Oh, see, we found somebody. Hold on. Let me give it to you. We found somebody, goddammit.
the machines make it. All that tuning doing, man.
Yeah, I don't really dig Travis either that much at all, basically.
I heard one song I had liked it. That's about it, and it was because it was on the radio. They made me.
Oh, they that basically they made me like.
Yeah, you know how you hear a song on the radio so much?
Yeah,
like, man, I'm tired of this damn song. The next thing you know, you singing it. That's how they got me.
The way you said it, they made me like it.
Yeah, they made me like it. Then I locked up when I was listening to it too, so I ain't really got no choice to what I could listen to.
Damn. Then they really making you listen to it now. Up next, we have Meek Mill.
Meek hot.
Okay. Big Sean.
Sean not. His pin game hard though, but he not hot. I don't know. He can't make good, so.
Oh, man, chill, dog. I like Sean, bro.
Nah, I don't.
Man, listen, go home and turn on Dark Sky Paradise and let it rock a little bit. Just let it rock.
That sounds like some depression shit.
Nah, it's real cool shit. It's transparent, like real life shit, but he's spitting on there. Like he really spitting some shit. I'll forward you some songs and then you let me know, because he does make good songs. I think he just doesn't get enough credit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Kanye said that's the worst person you ever signed, man. I think I'll be with him. Kobe. You should have signed.
That's not, but okay, since we talk about that, let me just say this. He says signing Big Sean was his biggest mistake, but he signed people like Common and who else on that record label? Because I'm not an avid Pusha fan either.
He got Sahi, Pusha T.
I don't like Sahi. I love Sahi. I don't like Pusha. Like Pusha to me is the most overrated out of the entire group.
Nah, I think I relate to Pusha.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably. Cause I'm not about that life. And I'm not afraid to admit it, goddammit.
Stupid.
We got up next, we got NLE Chopper.
I fuck with NLE, I ain't gonna lie. At first I didn't, but I had went to a live show and I ain't gonna lie, he killed that shit. So after the show I had kinda like tapped in with his music. And he be spitting. He go hard.
Yeah, he's not bad. I fuck with him a little bit too.
Yeah, I fuck with him. Yeah.
Up next, we got Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg, I fuck with Moneybagg. He hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He straight. And last, we have Denzel Curry.
Ooh.
Mm.
I would say not because I don't listen to his music.
Yeah.
But he tough. He go hard.
Yeah, he be rapping. I be.
It's not my style of music, so I can't. Yeah. I don't ride around getting money to Denzel Curry like myself doing that.
Facts.
He cool though. That's my boy, dog. So I ain't bad on him.
Yeah. Facts. A lot of the people we named have a selective hearing. Like you got to have a selective taste to like really listen to them, because I don't like Moneybagg Yo at all. I don't.
You know, I'm for Moneybagg. He got the trenches with it.
Again, I'm not about that life, and I'm not afraid to admit it. God damn it. Oh man. But before we wrap things up, again, I want to thank you for stopping by, finally, to stop by the podcast, Chop It Up With Me. I'm going to get you back on here when you drop some new shit. I know I was going to talk about a lot more shit, but I didn't notice the time, and I haven't cooked dinner for the wife, and I need to get on that. But
yeah,
next,
I can't help you when you get in the dog.
But next time, because before I go, and before you go, and I'm gonna let you get your shout outs in, and you know, give everybody your all your socials and shit like that. I just want to let you know, Licks is the greatest song you've ever made of all time. I don't care if it's 20, 30 years from now. If I still have means to get to that damn song, that is one of your best songs. The next song that I really like is Intimidation, obviously, and the video is fucking phenomenal. And I just wanted to let you know that.
You know I appreciate that.
I just want to let you know, because as much as you guys think that me and Texco are probably the coolest cats in the world right now, because the way we're just chopping this shit up and this shit is just rolling smoothly, you know, along the way, I don't really hit this man up as much as I should, but I do try to show, you know, as much appreciation as I can. But I had to let you know that I have, like, maybe all of the last, what was the last album, Big Texco, right?
Big Tech.
For those of you, Big Texco, look him up. It's on Spotify, probably all platforms, right?
Yeah, every platform you could think of.
Yeah, I have like at least probably half of that saved in my playlist. No cap and no bias attached to that. But Intimidation and Licks are my go-to fucking songs. I have them saved. I actually listen to a lot of that shit in the gym, because you make that style of music where sometimes you want to get angry. And it fits, like, for the gym. Like, no cap.
I got a couple homegirls that be in the gym to that lick, so I definitely feel where you're coming from with that one.
Yeah, man. So, again, I just want to show my appreciation and thank you. I'm going to get you back on here. Do you have any plans for dropping any new stuff coming up, or maybe next year?
By the video I got in the cut. But as far as new music, no new music coming to 2022. You feel me? I'm going to let Big Tessico ride out for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Close out the year with that. That's why I'm trying to get the video, you know, finished with type shit. But as far as new music, I'm going to attack him with a new single first quarter. And, you know, that's how we coming. So we pushing like that, man. Big Tessico out everywhere. Like you said, all platforms. Like 2-3 videos off there on YouTube. Just Google Tessico Mills, man. Everything going to pop up like you're supposed to.
Like it's supposed to. None of that fake shit.
None of that fake shit, man. All organic, man. Straight out the mud with it.
Big facts. All right, so before we go again, if you want to give anybody a shout out, if you want to give everybody where they can find you at, Twitter, IG, Facebook, whatever it is, whatever you want to say, this your time to shine.
Shout out to my Zoe lady for the vodka bone, you hear me?
Okay.
Shout out to kids for keeping me going with this music, because without them, I would have been quit this shit.
Big facts.
Shout out to the supporters, because, you know, they keep me going too. Shout out to Dance Pressure Gill on Instagram. Go over there, get all your merch. Dance Pressure Inc., the label. Shout out to AKA Party Favors. Shout out to Lil Danny. Shout out to the whole Broward County. And I cannot forget Can I Kick It podcast, the number one podcast on my list. You hear me?
Hey. So, shout outs to everybody that's been tuning in. You guys know I got a lot of shit going on. I got a pregnant wife, about to start two jobs. We're moving, we're doing all this shit. I'm trying to stay focused and get this 100 episodes done. I finally got Texco on here, but you guys already know, before we go, I have to hit you guys with that respect button. And we were just talking about bringing it back. I'm about to bring you back with this one too. Let me hit you with the respect button, guys, before we head out. Again, I'll catch you guys next week. I don't know what I got planned, but I'm going to figure it out. Texco, it's been a pleasure. I will catch you guys on the next episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. We out this bitch.
Home team.
Shout out to the home team. Y'all already know, hashtag home team. Fuck with me.